Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Vallow fumbles the ball. That's an error on Vallow. Robinson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1 Athletics. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Groth chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pretty. Pretty fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Pretty. Joost moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Trout settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-2 in the game. Brissy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 3 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal White. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Calvert now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groff. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Groff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.